Our modern society is based upon the pursuit of power and profits, and the people with the power and the money dominate the decisions that shape our world and our lives. And ordinary people throughout the world have little or no say at all. And there's always been us and them and conflict between those with power and those without. And in the last 100 years, that conflict has sharpened up with the rise of, for example, the labour movement, with the environmental movement, and with alternative ideas of all kinds. For me, that the modern system has to be challenged fundamentally if we're going to change things. They've taken the world into an economic and ecological crisis. Now, I don't think that we can just tinker about with that kind of problem. We have to say, what can really stand in the way of this this system? And to me, it has to come from people themselves, from working class people the world over, from ordinary people, from dissidents, from people who want power to be taken out of the hands of those who have it, and to create a different kind of society where people's real needs and desires are what really counts, where the decision making is made in the local communities, where there's no bosses or profiteering, where the resources are shared, where we care for our immediate environments, and we appreciate the value of wilderness. A whole different way of thinking, and I would call that society an ecological society, an anarchist society, and a community-orientated society based upon sharing and cooperation. I'd also like to see a society where all life is respected, including that of animals. So it would be a vegan society as well. And all these ideas are basic common sense, and I believe not difficult to achieve, except we're facing a very well organized and ruthless enemy, which is the modern industrial capitalist system. Together, we're much more powerful than any amount of money or tanks or whatever the authorities have, because they are a tiny minority.